Computers. Oh, there we go. I just can't do microphones.
You're good.
There's got to be more kids than just three. No? Okay. Hi. Three people. Do you guys like to play games? Do you have board games at your house? We have a huge closet of board games, and sometimes they get so crammed in there that I can't get my placemats out or my napkins, and I have to have the girls organize it so that I can see things. But one of the games that we have, that I had when I was a little girl, is called the Game of Life. Have you girls played that game? No? Oh, it's super fun. So it's like a little world, and you are trying to make it from point A to point B, and it's your life, basically. And all these events happen to you. So you get this little car, and you get to choose a blue peg or a pink peg, and then you spin a wheel, and you get to move along and experience life. And you might go to college, get married, have some babies, you can have pink babies, you can have blue babies, put them in your car. And by the way, the car only has room for four babies. Yep. So the Helestos could not play the Game of Life. Here's the little car. So, you gotta get a trailer. Here you go, you can hold her. Okay, well, you keep going on this Game of Life, and the game ends when you retire, which I think is a bad message. Bad message. And the winner is the one who has the most money. Well, that's a really bad message. Okay. So I thought, wouldn't it be better if we had like a Game of Life, but from a Christian perspective? Okay? So we're traveling along in life, and we're trying to make our way to heaven. And as we're traveling along, there are these different things that happen to us, different life events. And we're trying to get there, but things sometimes stop and prevent us. So sometimes those things are called sin. And the Bible lists a whole bunch of them. Some of them could be, these are all from Romans 9, there's more, wickedness, envy, murder, fighting, or like quarreling or bickering with your brothers and sisters, lying, saying bad things about people, violence, proud, disobedient to parents, being not trustworthy or unloving. Okay, those are all bad things that can happen. But, and that's going to kind of prevent us from experiencing all that God has for us. And in the adult Sunday school, we're learning about the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is what God wants to do with us, through us, for other people, and for ourselves, with our relationship with him on this journey of life. And if those sins happen, they really keep us from doing that. So we're going to play a little version of this game. And we're going to pretend that I'm moving along in my little car, and I'm going to be encountering various sins. Okay, so if you've got a little red piece of paper with some sins on it, could you hold them up? There's one. A couple people weren't sitting here in the front. Okay. So I'll read them out loud to you. See what this one says. Oh, you can have that one. Okay, so here they are again. We got not trustworthy, disobedient to parents, fighting, murder, envy, violence, pride, wickedness, and lying. Okay, so our scripture verse today in the gospel is going to be, I'm focusing on, the time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God is at hand, repent and believe the gospel. So what does it mean to repent? Janice. Ask God to forgive you? Mm-hmm. Do you know the word repent actually means to turn? To turn from what you're doing. Stop and turn and go back. Okay, so when I encounter these things, I'm going to be driving around soon. When I encounter them, some of these sins I'm going to avoid, some of them I won't avoid. And I need you guys to help me. So if you see me take one of these sins, will you just say, repent? Because that will stop me from really participating in the kingdom of God, okay? Make sure I turn around. If I don't turn around, not really sure if it's true repentance. Okay, here we go. Oh, might just quarrel with my brother or sister. Wow. I'm sorry, God. I'm sorry I was quarrelsome. Oh, not trustworthy. I said I was going to go somewhere. I really want to go there instead. You're right, I'm sorry. Oh, what am I doing? I'm sorry, God. I don't need that in my life. Ooh, murder. I'm gonna avoid that one, no problem. Violence, no problem. Ooh, I'm so glad I'm not like those people. Ooh, pride. Where'd that come from? Okay, I'll just pick that with me. Oh, you're right. I'm really sorry, God. I keep messing up. Am I doing good? Are you encouraging me? Keep going, Christian. Keep going. Ooh. Okay, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, God. Okay, you kind of get the point here, right, of what we're doing? Okay, was it kind of funny that I kept going back to the same sins over and over again? Did you get kind of annoyed? Do you think God gets annoyed with us that we keep repenting over the same thing? Sometimes we have sins that we struggle with. You know what? God never gets tired of forgiving us. It says if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's really good news. That means even though we keep sinning, if we repent and turn from our wicked ways, God will hear us and forgive us. All right, let's pray. Father, thank you so much that the kingdom of God is at hand and that we can be a part of it and we can walk with you. Lord, help us when we encounter sin in our life to avoid it and to quickly repent if we grab hold of it. Thank you, God, that you will continue to forgive us over and over again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. That's great.